me that letter.
Well, what were the different rooms in the house that you were raised in?
Just bedrooms and the living room and kitchen. I can remember we had a great big old wooden stove. And we got a little chicken for Easter, I guess, or something. Anyway, we had a baby chicken. And the stove was solid, you know, down to the floor. But it had some holes in around here. And when my little baby chick got under those holes, and I was afraid it, you know, couldn't get out. But, of course, it could. But that's silly to remember something like that. I can remember things way back there, but I can yesterday, day before.
All right.
Yeah.
What about the house that you're living in now? What is it like?
It's just about like that.
Uh-huh.
It was a four-room square house, and then it has a room built across the back, which is the kitchen and the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Now, the house that you were raised in, was it one of these high-ceiling type things?
No, it was just a small house.
You have seen houses like that?
Oh, yeah.
With high ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Mine has high ceiling. In fact, I lowered two of them.
On the average, about how high would you say these rooms are in the houses that I'm talking about with the high ceilings?
I'd say about 15.
About 15 feet?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that about right? Because I think 12 feet is about what they build them now, isn't it?
Eight. Mm-hmm. These are 8. In fact, this is probably 7.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I'd say 12 or 15 feet are those, you know, because I think mine are 9 now, and I dropped the ceiling in 2 of them, in the living room and bedroom, dining room, 3 of them.
Well, in the house that you were raised in, did the house have a fireplace?
No.
No fireplace?
Mm-mm, no fireplace.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a few questions about a fireplace anyway. Do you know the open place right in front of the fireplace, what that was called?
Hearth.
The hearth.
Mm-hmm.
What was the function though? What was the purpose of having that?
I guess to keep the fire from popping out on the floor, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. That would be my idea.
I see. Well, what did people call the big pieces of wood they burned in the fireplace?
Well, they called some of them the backlog.
Backlog.
The biggest ones they'd put, you know, at the back, and then some smaller ones at the front. They called that the backlog. Now, I don't know what they would call all of it together on just you know, fireplace wood.
And what I mentioned out there in the room about the type of wood that you used to get the fire started,
mm-hmm.
You said that was called
kindling.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard of lightwood before?
No, I hadn't. Sure hadn't.
Well, what about those things that you lay the backlog across inside the fireplace?
Andirons?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard those called by any other name?
I don't believe I have.
And heard people call them dog irons?
I've heard them, dog irons, uh-huh. Yeah.
Fire dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Dog irons.
Well, what about a place above a fireplace that you might use for putting
the mantle?
The
mantle, that's where I've got my free clock. I got a clock, a beautiful 8-day sessions clock that chimes and strikes.
Every night at 12 o'clock.
You're on the telephone.
And we're on the telephone talking, and I'll say, 12 o'clock, strike
at 12 o'clock today, every night.
But when I retired, they wanted to give me a watch, and I said, I don't want a watch. I'm not going anywhere on time. I don't want a watch. So they gave me this great big beautiful clock. And then this RSVPers gave me this watch last year in October.
Yeah, because you kept us
I kept running late.
Time on the bus. No.
Somebody said, you must be running late.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this black stuff that will form inside the fireplace?
Soot.
Well, what do you call the smut?
Smut.
Soot.
Is that...
She's saying...